Now the race is on and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the
time for our Arizona State Park Passes giveaway. True or false, text T if you think it's true to 411-923 or F for false. Same number, 411-923. In the 1950s, the Morenci Mine was the largest mine in America. True or false? To 411-923, and we'll send you 2 day passes to Arizona State Parks that come with parking pass. Good to any one of the 35 Arizona State Parks. Into our conversation with the Race Track Industry Program Director, Wendy Davis out of U of A, talking about, I want to know more about the internships that you've got 20 to 30 students. Obviously, Turf Paradise can't take all those internships. Are we shipping them out of state?
We are. We send them all over the country. One of the wonderful things about racing in Arizona is that we can race all winter. One of the terrible things about racing in Arizona, and especially Phoenix, is we really don't race there in the summer because of the heat. Most of our interns go out during the summer. It is just due to the racing schedule that we need to send students out all over the country. We have a great application process, and we actually encourage the students to let us know what their dream internship is. What is it you want to do? What is it you want to learn? And then we go out and find those internships in at either racetracks or in any of the other ancillary industries or at a farm. We also have a number of people from the industry requesting interns. And the neat thing is we have more requests for interns than we have students to go out and fill them all. So there's a real support from the industry for our program. We've got one internship coming up this summer that is really unique, and it is from the United States Trotting Association, and that's the organization that oversees harness racing. Their breed registry, and also within that same organization, they oversee the rules and regulations of racing for that type of breed. They are going to take in an intern and show him everything about the internal workings of how a breed registry works, how horses get registered. Then they're going to talk about all of the other things that goes along with being leaders in any industry, which is legislative issues, lobbying. They're going to take him to Washington, D.C. when they talk to the legislators. They're going to take him to their major races over the summer so he can see the marketing side of a major sporting event. It's just going to be an amazing opportunity. The industry really appreciates students and that they have such a passion when they get done with school. They're ready to hit the ground running and really make a difference.
Now, we've got Turf Paradise. What other horse racing facilities are in Arizona?
They run basically fall, winter into the spring. Rito Racetrack is here in Tucson. It's a very historic little track. This meet here is just, it's about 6 weeks. Some years it might be 7 weeks, but basically 12 racing days over 6 weekends. One of the neat things about Rito is known as the birthplace of quarter horse racing. A lot of the gentlemen who were the founders of the American quarter horse breed, which is the largest breed registry in the world right now, but it only started in 1940. It has just grown by leaps and bounds and overtaken numbers from all the other breed registries. A lot of the gentlemen who started that were based here in the Southwest, and they had a hand in creating Rito. The first quarter horse track, though, was in Tucson and was called Hacienda Multacua and started out on a gentleman's ranch. some of the listeners in Tucson might recall a restaurant called the Tack Room. At one point was one of the few five-star restaurants in the country, much less in Tucson. And that's where that original quarter horse racetrack sat. It was there for a couple years and then was moved to where Rito track is right now. Really interesting and exciting news for racing in Arizona. Prescott Downs raced from 1959 to 2000. And in 2000 moved out to Prescott Valley, raced for a while, went to 2010, had some financial issues, but I'm really excited to say that they will be opening for live racing over the Memorial Day weekend this year. So we will have racing in Arizona, in the cool northern part of the state, this summer for the first time in many years.
And just really quick, the difference between quarter horse racing and thoroughbred horse racing.
Quarter horses are like the funny cars or the sprint racers. They specialize in races that are under half a mile long. The thoroughbreds are more the IndyCar racers. They are the horses that specialize in the races that are a mile or a mile and a quarter, the longer races, what you would think of when you think of the Kentucky Derby.
A little more horsing around right after this.